great win. You know, people expected it. You know, you're playing, you know, the bottom table team, and it was great to see Darrell get a hat trick. But you've still got to beat their teams. I know that we gave two goals away and people were panicking, but by all accounts, the two goals were very, very good goals.
They were good. That's my one negative, actually, is when it went to 4-2, how many people were thinking, if any team could mess this up?
Yeah, I was similar to you. I was in the pub watching it, and it came through when it went 1 and then 2. I was going, oh, I'm like, hopefully this doesn't happen again. But as I say, we got another one, and it was a great one, and it's been a great week, to be fair. You know, 7 points, and it's put us back in contention.
Definitely. Daryl Murphy's hat-trick, they weren't tap-ins as well. He took those goals very, very well.
I've not seen them, but by all accounts, very good goals. But it's been coming, because I think the last, you know, Cardiff and Bolton, I thought he was back to his best. It was just a matter of time before he got his goal. And as I say, once you get one, you know, they just kept flying in, and I think he'll get more, you know. And hopefully he does well when he plays for Republic.
And I found myself being equally delighted, really, for Jonathan Douglas. At times, he's not had the best season since coming to Ipswich Town. At times, though, for me, he's been a bit of a scapegoat, and if Town haven't played well with him and the team, people have tended to get on his back. Fantastic goal for him. Should do his confidence the world of good.
Yeah, I think people expected, you know, because he'd scored goals, you know, at Brentford, and he's came here and he's not really done it. You know, but he works his socks off, he gets stuck in. You know, I know what you're saying, and he's been in and out, but he'll just keep going because he's a good pro, and that goal will give him a world of good. And as I say, I think, you know, he will be back in the team, you know, for the Wolves game. He should stick with this same team for me.
And does this system suit everybody, including Douglas, this 4-3-3?
I think it suits Douglas. I'm still at home. I don't think it suits Freddie. You know, Freddie sort of plays sort of wide. I always would play Freddie up top, you know, pushing on, you know, but the way we do with the 4-3-3, he's sort of wide, and for me, you don't get the best out from him, but he doesn't complain, and he does it.
He does do very well. I mean, a lot of people say that. They say he's wasted out on the right, but at least you do get something from him, and it's usually very, very good. A victim, perhaps, of his own versatility.
It is, and he's, you know, he never
and
got.
He doesn't complain.
He's back as well. He defends well. He's got pace. He can run all day. He probably, out of all the players, he must be the one that does the most miles for me. You know, and he doesn't complain. But I just think at home games, we need him right up top, and that's I think which will benefit us.
With Sears playing like he is and being so versatile, with 2-2 for Brett Pittman, with a hat trick for Daryl Murphy, where does this leave a certain David McGoldrick in the pecking order as far as Town strikers are concerned?
I think he's, you know, for a long time, this season he's been in and out, struggling with injuries. He's not played many games, you know. He's come on as sub and looked okay, but he doesn't look the same player.
He's fourth in the pecking order, isn't he?
Yeah, he's well down. He's definitely fourth. But you need a fit McGoldrick. A fit McGoldrick would get in the team. But we've not seen that for a long time. But the sooner he gets back, the better, because we need him, because we've got a lot of games coming up, you know, December. I think we'll get 9 games in about 6 weeks, and we need everybody fit.
Yeah, the busy Christmas period approaches. Some terrific home games coming up in particular. We've got Wolves next Saturday, and then into December at Middlesbrough, Derby and QPR.
Yeah.
Great fixtures.
They are, you know, and hard games, you know, but as I say, I think we've hit a bit of form, and I think we should be looking everywhere to, you know, get into the top six, you know, getting results against their teams, you know, especially your Borough and your Derby, you know. Personally, I think QPR are not the team, you know, everybody's raving, you know, the team they were, and Wolves as well. I think they're two teams we should beat. The other two are decent sides, so I'll see what happens with them.
And a bit of pressure to get results, because the top six, the top five in particular, is very, very strong. Town are still 4 points off Birmingham City with these tough games coming up as well. They don't want to lose any further ground going into the new year, do they? So there is pressure to pick up that form at home.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, because, you know, we've got a lot of, there's games there where you think, you know, your Wolves, your Charlton, QPR to me, you've got to look to get 3 points, you know, in all their games. And I just think, you know, you've got to do it, because if you don't, these teams are not going to lose many. You know, I just can't believe where we are, you know, when we only had 1 win in 10, and suddenly we're unbeaten in 3 games, and we're back in it.
Is anyone going to fall out of that top six? They're going to take some falling out, but you look at the teams in there, Hull, very strong. They've bounced back well from relegation. Burnley, likewise. Brighton have taken quite a lot of people by surprise this year, but they're very solid. We know that from when they were here at Portman Road. Middlesbrough looking good. Derby have found form. I guess there'll be a question mark on Birmingham City, who've been brilliant throughout Gary Rowett's reign, but if any of them were to dip off, perhaps then?
I think, yeah, looking at them, the five teams you've just mentioned, the five teams that are definitely the five better sides in our league. Birmingham have, you know, they've done better than what I thought they would do, and I just think they're the ones that will drop down and we've got a chance of getting in there.
We had some really sad news this week. Ipswich Town's former goalkeeper Martin Fullett passing away. When you do this job, you do cover stories, obviously, when players sadly do pass on. You never expect it to be somebody so young. A real tragedy.
I couldn't believe it. I met the chap, you know. I go to the training ground, and I remember under Roy Keane, you know, he was here, and he's a nice guy, decent goalkeeper. You know, he always done well for us when he was playing. And when you hear it, you know, when it comes up, the age, you know, it's no age, and it's just a sad loss. And as I say, he played for a lot of other teams, and there's been a lot of great respect for it.
It was another rollercoaster of a season when he was here. It was the last days of Roy Keane, the first days of Paul Jewell. The clip that we're going to pick out, though, probably comes from his finest hour in blue and white, and that was Ipswich Town versus Arsenal, the first leg of the League Cup semi-final, when one of his fellow countrymen got the winner.
Healy stomps it forward. Priskin's onside. Can he get away? He's inside the area just to keep it a beat.
Yes!
And he's done it! Thomas Priskin lifts the roof off Portman Road. The ball is in the back of Chesney's net. Get this for a scoreline. Ipswich Town 1, Arsenal